بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله مقعد المقربة عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات صلوات طيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله زاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق، صدق الله العظيم.
My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver,
in the time of Harun al-Rashid. Harun al-Rashid was the king, and there was a particular person who we mentioned previously also by the name of Bahlul. Bahlul was an ascetic, a very wise person, a lot of words of wisdom. And Harun al-Rashid valued his words of wisdom. In the eyes of the people, Bahlul was regarded to be an eccentric person, very strange behavior. Some of them would mock at him and think that he was a madman. Yet he was a very pious person who had a lot of wisdom that he would share with people around him, especially Harun al-Rashid. And Harun al-Rashid was fond of him. And even though sometimes he had to rebuke him, but he would allow him to come into his court, to come into his palace, and to see him whenever he wished. So once Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullahi alayhi, is now going, sitting on a journey for Hajj, and he's got his army or his men, his entourage with him. There's a lot of din, there's glamour. Great person. People are with him. And generally when people like that are traveling, then we have the khuddam, the attendants, and the special people in front. And they move away those who are on the road. Hato bacho, hato bacho. And suddenly Bahlul was sitting there, and he sees this scene. So he calls out, Harun, Harun. Harun Rashid turns around, he asks the people, who's that? Who's calling me? They said, it's Bahlul. So he says, okay, let him come. Bahlul, what's the matter? He said, I heard that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Hajj, and when he was pelting the Jamarat, there was no din or clamor whatsoever. You are undertaking a very auspicious journey. You should be humble in this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Harun al-Rashid put his head down, began to sob, began to cry. He tells Bahlul, give me more advice, please. I value your advice, I treasure your advice. So he tells him, a person who has beauty, he has wealth, he has power, authority, if he spends his wealth in charitable things, this ni'mat he has got, he spends it in the benefit of the ummah, he gives charity to people, and he preserves his beauty by not committing sins, vice and evil, and the authority and power he has, he makes sure he is just, he is fair, he is not abusive. If a person does this, then he will be recorded in the eyes of Allah as a pious and an upright person, a righteous person. Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullahi, says, Bahlul, wonderful advice. So he gives him some money, and Bahlul refuses to drink that money. Bahlul had no love for the dunya. Bahlul says, give it back to the person who gave it to you. In other words, spend it in the path of Allah. Harun al-Rashid insists, he says, no, I want to give you something for your livelihood. So Bahlul looks towards the sky, and he says, that Allah, who He is providing for you and is providing for me, that Allah, if He's giving you, He will never forget me. So, the important point here is that the ni'mats we have, whether it is physical ni'mats that we are enjoying, or other ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, sometimes a person has wealth, he has power, it's beauty, whatever ni'mat we have, happiness, comfort, person has wealth, he has properties, he has a wife, he has children, whatever, he's got good health. So So these are all ni'mats from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These ni'mats will come to an end. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. Whatever bounty you have, whatever condition you have, it'll come to an end. So even if a person has grief in his life, there is sadness in his life, there's discomfort, there's pain, ill health, poverty, he's got no family, he is suffering in this world, he's got problems and difficulties, even these conditions will come to an end. Nothing will remain forever and ever. Only what is by Allah remains forever. The treasures of Allah's rahmat, the rewards that Allah has for the good doers, those things remain. All the other things of the dunya that we possess, whatever it may be, whether it is prosperity, happiness, or whether it is difficulty, whether it is comfort or pain, health, sickness, all these things will come to an end. When maut comes, it comes to an end. Imagine if a person who is suffering from some disease, or he's got such a terrible pain or problem in his life, and if there was no such thing as maut, if there was no such thing as qiyamah and the hereafter, and he had to endure this pain and this suffering eternally, he will lose his mind, he'll become insane. But مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقْ. All these conditions will come to an end. All the ni'mats, the bounties we are enjoying in this world will come to an end. He was a king, and he wanted somebody to engrave something on his ring. And he tells him that engrave such a malfooz, an anecdote or words of wisdom. It's just a couple of words they can write on the ring, such that when I look at it, and if I'm sad on that day and I look at it, I'll feel happy. And if I'm very, very joyous and overjoyous in any time, and if I look at the ring, then I'll become sad. A strange thing is asking for. That when I'm overjoyous and I look at it, I'll get sad, and when I'm sad and I look at the ring, I'll become happy. So the minister says, okay, after a couple of days, he comes back with the ring. And he shows it to the king. And the king looks at it. And he smiles. What is written there? هَذَا الْوَقْتُ سَيَمْضِي. This time that we have in this world will come to an end. You got that sadness? It must come to an end. You got happiness? It must come to an end. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we heard in the Salatul Isha, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I have not created jinn and mankind except for my worship. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created you to see which one of you is best in doing actions, in doing the actions in the best way. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah mentions in one verse, Surah Taghabun, فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. Amongst you there'll be disbelievers, and amongst you there'll be those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these bounties that we have, whether it is within us, the beauty that we have, the health that we have, whether it is external, the wealth, the properties we have, all these things will perish one day. Therefore, O mashayikh and ulama say, that Allah is going to see who is the best of doers. And Allah has explained to us that all these bounties will perish one day. Therefore, utilize these bounties in such a way that it will accrue you a reward in the hereafter. And that is what Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير املا. That الباقيات الصالحات, good deeds that will remain, in other words, the rewards of good deeds will remain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, akthiru
increase al-baqiyatu al-salihat, min al-baqiyatu al-salihat. Sahaba asked, what is al-baqiyatu al-salihat? What is it referring to, which Allah says that al-baqiyatu al-salihat khayrun inda rabbika thawaban wa khayrun amala, that you, it is best for you in reward, it is best for something that you can hope in. He said, it is subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar, the third kalima. There are many other narrations also of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the five times salat, other tasbihat, tasbih, tamjeed, tahleel, la ilaha illallah has been mentioned, but this one particular in many riwayat it comes, subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar. So this simple tasbih, so easy to recite, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it as al-baqiyatu salihat. Baqi means to remain, fani means to perish, to come to an end. So these good deeds will remain, the reward of it you will still get in the hereafter. All other bounties come to an end, it will be destroyed, it perish in this world. You can't take a single penny with you in your kafan, in your qabr. You can't take any gold coin, any rand, any silver, nothing with you. The health comes to an end, the sickness also comes to an end, the happiness comes to an end, the sadness comes to an end. You can't take anything with you in the qabr. Besides your amal, which will now benefit you in the hereafter. I mentioned this before. The poor Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in came to Rasulullah s.a.w. complained to Rasulullah s.a.w. Ya Rasulullah s.a.w. The rich Sahaba, they read salat, we read salat. They fast, we fast. So basically we both are equal in terms of reward. But they have money, they have wealth. They're able to perform hajj, umrah. They're able to free slaves. So they have an advantage over us. We don't have money, we are poor. ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالدَّرَجَاتِ وَالنَّعِيمِ الْمُقِيمِ. They have taken away lofty positions in the hereafter because of the opportunities that they have been given now because of wealth. They can feed the poor, the hungry, and do so many good deeds, and they will supersede us. They will excel. We don't have the money to do those good deeds. What do we do? So Rasulullah taught them after every salat, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 33 times each and 34 times Allahu Akbar. So immediately they go, and the rich Sahaba also see them doing this. When they hear of this wazifa that Rasulullah gives them, the poor ones, so they also begin to say it. Now the poor Sahaba come back, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rich Sahaba also reading this now. You see, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in utilize every opportunity to accrue rewards for the hereafter. Rasulullah says, ذَلِكَ فَضُّ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Well then, that's the grace of Allah, the favor of Allah, He gives who He wishes. And in that hadith, Rasulullah explained to the poor Sahaba that if you do this, this tasbih you read, you will outdo any other person. You will precede others, except that person who does the same as you. In other words, he gave them some guidance that do this and you will excel in your rewards. So the opportunities we have, the bounties that we have, use it correctly. The eye we have, a person looks at Baytullah, he looks at Quran Majid, looks at his parents, he'll be rewarded for it. But the same eye, if he uses it to cast lustful glances at haram, then he will be punished for it. The ears we have, he listens to the adhan, listens to tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah, salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some good bayans, waaz, nasihat, he'll get reward. And with the same ears, he listens to music, listens to haram, to ghibat, telling tales, etc. Then he'll be punished for it. It's a bounty. If you use it correctly, you'll get rewarded. You abuse this bounty, you will be punished. The tongue. So many good things a person can do with his tongue. The dhikr that he makes, the tasbihat, tilawat, he speaks some kind words to a person, he lifts his spirits. Salam. And with the same tongue he can cause a lot of mischief. He can backbite, he can swear, become abusive, vulgar language. All these things take him to Jahannam. Rasulullah had mentioned sometimes the person says something, a good word, and perhaps he said it unwittingly, but because he uttered a good word, it can take him to the heights of Jannah, paradise. And converse to this is a person says something evil, not with having the full intention even, he just said it, he blurted it out, but it can take him into the ebb of Jahannam. So these are bounties Allah has given us. We have time, so valuable. In fact, Allah has taken an oath on time, wal asri, by the token of time. Explaining to us, directing our attention to the fact that time is precious. It should not be wasted. In the time we have, how many hours a person can just while away, just waste. And in that same time, another person can get so much of reward because of the good deeds he does during that time that he has. A person has a horse, in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned, that it can be a means of ajr for him, reward. He uses that horse for using in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in jihad. Or he can use the horse just to earn his halal rosy. So he'll get reward for it. The first one, it is mentioned in hadith, he gets ajr. Second one, sitrun, it will protect him from jahannam. But it can also become a wizrun, a sin, a burden for him, when he uses that horse and he boasts out of fakhr and pride, he is proud about the horse, and he shows off and he boasts to people, then he is not going to get rewarded for it. He's got a bounty. So this bounty that he has, if he uses it correctly, he will get reward in the hereafter. Otherwise, it will cause him pain and misery. Our mind does not go to these bounties. We forget that all these things we are having now, it will come to an end. Sometimes whilst we are living and before mort also, the health that we had, suddenly a person got some sickness. Sometimes the person is very, very rich, and suddenly there's a problem, he becomes a pauper. Allah protect us. So these bounties, they will come, they will go, and one day they will perish and they'll become depleted forever. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, see, he used his wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Extremely generous. In the time of Tabuk, it's a lengthy incident, Rasulullah asked the Sahaba to contribute towards his expedition. And Uthman radiallahu ta'ala gives 300 camels laden with the saddle, with the bridle, 300 camels to go out in the path of Allah. He gives 1,000 gold coins on that occasion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes so pleased, he takes those gold coins from one hand to the other. And he says, "Ma darra Uthmana, ma amila ba'da hada." After this, nothing can harm Uthman if he doesn't do any more extra nafil good contributions or actions. His, this action of his contribution for the expedition of Tabuk is so beloved in the eyes of Allah, that Allah has accepted it, and it has become a means of him becoming successful in the year after. He used his wealth for the sake of Allah, and this is going to be his reward. On the other hand, a person has wealth, and he uses it for haram. He builds an amusement center, for example, or a clubhouse for people to gamble and waste their time. Or he uses it in something that people will use that place for haram. It will become right to the day of Qiyamah, every person who uses it, this person will be sinful. We have homes. Some people have palatial homes. Use your homes for dini activities. So many times the jamaats that come, and you're using your house to entertain a jamaat, you will be rewarded for it. People have big warehouses or factories. You create a place for a musalla. So you will get some reward also. Use the bounties Allah has given us for His sake, so that we get
reward for it, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Otherwise, there is the day of hasrat. Hasrat means regret, remorse. There is a day which Quran talks about, يَوْمُ التَّغَابُن. The kuffar, they would lose because they did not have iman. On the day of qiyamah, they're going to Jahannam. But even the believer, he will regret those moments in his life in which he did not do good or more ihsan, in which he would have got more and more reward. He would regret that, why I wasted those few moments of my life. I could have done better. I could have achieved more reward. So before that time comes, and remember, time is not in our control whatsoever. It's like a block of ice. It melts, and then slowly, slowly, gradually, it just melts away. So before that block of ice we have, if we leave it out, it's going to melt. If it's preserved and we use it with care, then inshallah it will just bring us only good in this world and in the hereafter. There's so many more examples of how we can use and utilize our bounties that Allah has given us, the skill that Allah has given us, the intelligence Allah has given us, the time that Allah has given us, the homes Allah has given us, our health, our wealth, every bounty Allah has given us, so that we may build our palaces in the hereafter. Because all these bounties must come to an end. May Allah Ta'ala grant me first, grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to understand and utilize the bounties of Allah Ta'ala correctly. Otherwise we find in our weddings also, how much of israf and how much of a wastage. That amount we could have spent lesser, and we would have got more and more reward. There'll be more barakah in that nikah. So many times we have other functions at home, and we overspend. We don't realize that we will be answerable the day of qiyamah regarding these bounties. The time we have, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, wal asri innal insana lafi khusr, that man is at a loss. But then Allah says, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasu bil haqqi wa tawasu bis sabr. Beside the one who has iman, he does amal salihah. You know, the sahaba radiallahu anhu jama'in, if they missed out on any good action, it will bring them such remorse that we cannot understand. I'll give you this example, I gave it previously also, but it fits in very well here for us to understand what pain it caused them. And look at our lives, that so many opportunities just slip through our fingers, and it doesn't cause us any pain or any concern whatsoever. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day he goes for janazah salah, and after janazah salah, he's going back home. So somebody tells him, have you not heard the hadith that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that person who attends the janazah salah, then he gets the reward of one qirat, which is sawab equivalent to the Mount of Uhud. And that person who then thereafter goes to the qabrastan, to the graveyard, he follows the janazah to the graveyard, and he is there, he's present until the mayyit is buried. Then he gets another qirat, another mountain equivalent like the Mount of Uhud in reward. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was unaware of this particular hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why he was going home. He said, no, I need to verify this hadith. He sent someone to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's sitting in the masjid and he's got some papers in his hand. And he is in deep concentration. He's worried that if this hadith is true, what is my condition? And she verifies it. She says, Rasulullah said this. And look at the words he says. كَمْ فَاتَتْنَا مِنْ قَرَارِيتِ. How many sawab equivalent to Mount Uhud we lost in our lives. We did not know. We did not know the reward of this. So many times he said, I went for janazah salah and I went to my home. Obviously he must have went to the qabrastan many other times, but not knowing that the reward is so high also, you get another qirat. So it caused him so much of pain, so much of distress. Sahaba, but the moment they understood the value, the qimat of deeds, then they brought it in their lives without any procrastination without any hesitation whatsoever. You know, if you have a person who's selling diamonds, very precious diamonds, and they all are displayed in a nice showcase, and somebody comes and he wishes to purchase a few diamonds there. They all displayed very nicely, and they give him some, they pay for those diamonds, they pay him in dollars, and he takes those diamonds, those dollars, but the display now is spoiled because those are diamonds that he had arranged very well, and he gives them the diamonds, but it causes him no pain. In fact, he's got a smile on his face. And somebody asked him why. He said, no, because I understood the value of these diamonds and the amount that I'm getting, I'm gaining a profit. I'm making a gain. If somebody had to come and steal those diamonds and take all that away, it will cause him regret and it will be finished. Similarly, when we understand the qeemah, the value of good deeds, we will be able to make those sacrifices. My health I'm spending, I'm exerting myself, I will endure some pain, some suffering, but it's going to be used for the sake of Allah. My Allah will become happy and He will reward me for it. Like this person who sold those diamonds. He got those dollars in exchange. The display, perhaps it got spoiled, but that was nothing. Didn't cause him any pain. But if shaitan comes and steals the diamonds from our heart, and he makes us procrastinate, and he does not allow us to perform those good deeds, how much more pain it should cause us. Like the person whose diamonds are stolen from his shop. Our mind does not go to this. A'mal salihah are far, 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 far more precious than any material things and diamonds of this world. That is why ulama have said that if entire mankind, every person engages collectively in getting some wealth, imagine how much of wealth they would acquire. But that is nothing equivalent to a single believer's one tasbih that he makes. The one tasbih, the one subhanallah he sees, the reward for that can never be bought by all the wealth of this world. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah has given us opportunity. Allah has given us life. Allah has given us bounties. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever you have, Allah says, it will come to an end. It will perish. Whatever is by Allah will continue. And you will get the reward for it. That remains by whatever is by Allah. Remains, and Allah will give us the reward in the akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. الحمد لله رب العالمين بسد الشريك لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah forgive us all of our sins Ya Allah Allah every single sin we committed my Allah in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy big sins small sins Ya Allah عمدًا خطأً Ya Allah forgive us my Allah There is nobody else who can forgive us but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon kareem. Tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who are sitting here tonight, ya Allah. Mothers and sisters and others at home listening, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have hopes in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have hopes only in your mercy, my Allah. Shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we stand up from this gathering, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Give us that himmat and that courage to refrain from the sin that we are committing, my Allah. Make us live a life of purity, my Allah. A pure life, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, cleanse and polish and purify our hearts, my Allah. Make our hearts be brimming with your love, my Allah. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us have full tawakkul upon you, my Allah. Make us have good thoughts in you, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, my Allah. Remove from our hearts the filth that we have accumulated, my Allah. The filth that has gathered, my Allah. The maladies that have come over our entire hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, the pride, the anger, the jealousy. Ya Allah, love for haram. Ya Allah, remove it completely from our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the ghulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, ya Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, these bounties that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is our limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, our health, our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, the time that you have given us, ya Allah, the homes and properties, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever bounties you have bestowed upon us, make us utilize it correctly, my Allah. In your pleasure, my Allah. And grant us full reward in the hereafter, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us abuse these bounties and faculties, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make it be such that it becomes a means of our punishment in the hereafter, my Allah. Give us barakah, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, they are sick. We promise we'll make dua for them, my Allah. Some have underwent a bypass, ya Allah, somebody cancer, somebody other diseases, my Allah. They have underwent operations, my Allah. They're in ICU, they're in hospital, they're at home, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and brothers, and so many who are not well, my Allah. Grant each one shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering, my Allah. Especially in Gaza, my Allah. The whole world, ya Allah, is watching, my Allah. There are many people, ya Allah, who are feeling the pain, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel that pain, my Allah. What our Muslim brothers and sisters, masoom children are going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to assist them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them victory now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can see the enemy, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. They have reached the heights of zulam and oppression, my Allah. They don't care at all, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. There is nobody greater than you, my Allah. You can never become weak, my Allah. You are never weak, my Allah. You are not ajiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give madad to the Muslims, ya Allah, in Palestine, in Gaza especially, my Allah. Send your barfur nusrat upon them, your rahmat, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Make the aid reach them nicely, my Allah. And enable them to make full use of that ni'mat that they are given, my Allah. That food and that nourishment, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the medication and whatever they require, ya Allah. Make those supplies reach them in a good condition, my Allah. Don't make the enemy bomb them, my Allah. Don't make them stop any, ya Allah, resources coming to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the provider, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat now. Grant them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, we have done wrong, my Allah. We have disobeyed you, my Allah. Put us onto sirat-i-mustaqim. Keep us on sirat-i-mustaqim. Guide us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at, the intercession of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. The Hawdi Kuthur was from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat and in the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us, our children, our grandchildren. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, make them the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Answer our duas, ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhab al-nar. Ya Allah, so many people requested duas, answer the jais muraz, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد